residents voted by a 57% margin to increase their own taxes in order to repair the dam and save the 42-acre recreational body of water that the village was built around more than a century ago. Village President Michael Juris says it was hard for people to imagine the village without the pond.
We have parkland that adjoins the pond. Our library sits on the shore of the pond. We have a boat landing on the pond, and the wildlife and the waterfowl, the scenic beauty of it appealed to enough people to decide that it was worth their tax dollars to keep it in place.
It could cost as much as $1.25 million to repair or replace the dam so it meets flood standards set by the DNR. Some of the costs could be offset by a $400,000 state grant. Juris says in 2 weeks, the results of the advisory referendum will be discussed by the village board, which has the final say.
I would expect that this would pass, although we have some division among the board, differences of opinions, let's say, among the board. This is a pretty strong indication of the direction that the residents of the village wish to go.
350 people, more than half the registered voters in Amherst, cast ballots on the referendum question. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.